Zok to Gemara. The Gemara on Lamed. We'll pick up from yesterday's Gemara for very quick, and then we'll go back to it. Okay, Ahi Safta, there was that Lamed Aleph and Aleph, right? About a third down. Ahi Safta, that Babushke. The Hava b'Shevavisa. I'm sorry. The Asar the Kameder of Nachman. She came in front of Rav Nachman. Amrale, she said to him. Just quickly. Reish Kalusa, v'kula Rabbanan, the Reish Kalusa, v'suka Kuzula, have a Yasi, the Reish Kalusa, and all the Rabbanan in his house are sitting in a stolen sukkah. Tzavcha, she was crying out, v'loy ashkach for Rav Nachman did not pay attention to her. Amrale. So she said to him, thinking that the reason why he wasn't paying attention was because he assumed that she was miyayish. So she said to him, itza dahava leila avuha, a woman, dahava leila avuha, that her father had, tlas meya, 300, vitamni sri, and 18, avdi, servants. So a woman whose grandfather had 318 servants, namely Avram Avinu had Eliezer as a servant, tzavcha kamaychu, is screaming in front of you, v'layash kechisubon, you're not paying attention to her. What she meant to say was, yeah, that that I'm not miyayish because Eliezer, you think that I'm miyayish because that's probably what it is. But Avram Avinu, when he had to face war against, I think I'm saying it right. You'll correct me if I'm saying it wrong. I think yesterday I wasn't sure if I was saying it right, but he was facing war for the four kings. And him and Eliezer went. So you see that he doesn't have the power of Yish. Is that right?
Yeah, but I have a question. Is the 318 soldiers Gamashi Eliezer?
Yes.
Is there like the big round? There's like a shop that like all the 318 soldiers, or is that that's what's going on?
I think Rashi says, I think it's Rashi and Chumash.
She's referring to that.
No, she,
either Medrash or, sorry.
Right, she's saying her grandfather had 318.
It took him safe that he took 318.
Yeah. Some say that it refers to Eliezer. So she's, whatever the 318 then was, whether it was 318 certs,
even if you took 318.
That's also unique, right? That's right. So Yehosh is Gematria 317, and he had 318, that was the Midah, so to speak, that he was taking and fighting against the king. So he said, I'm not Miyayish on things, I'll take it out, I have a Munah and Hashem. Amar Lahu, Rav Nachman said to his Talmidim, he didn't even say, he still didn't talk to her. But he said to the Talmidim, "Pi'isa hida, she is a complainer. Ve'ein lo ela dmei etzim v'vad, and all she gets is the dmei etzim, the value of the wood. But there is no chiyuv hashava over here." Amar Ravina, Ravina says, "Hai kishura demtelalasa. This bean that's in the sukkah, that like a support beam of sorts, the gezula which was stolen." Avdi le Rabbanan takanta, the Rabbanan made a takana. Ibnei takana is marish because of takana is marish. Which, again, marish, Ayalei means?
Means
a bean. You looked it up. Okay? So Chazal said that takana tasham, we want the ganav to want to return it and not have a deterrent that he has to take down his whole house. So if this beam also was included in that takana.
What did marish mean again? You said?
Beam.
Beam. Oh, it just means beam.
Frakti Gemara Pshita, it's obvious. Maishnome Eitzim. Why should it be different than Eitzim, which we said earlier, that the wood of the sukkah, the schach, is part of the takana? Answers the Gemara Mao, the Tima, I would have thought to say Eitzim Shchichi. The wood that's commonly found, and therefore, we don't mind being Matriach, the Nigzal, to find wood. Aval Hai, but this beam, Loi Shchicha, it's not commonly found. Eim Aloi, I would say perhaps not, meaning, we will not be matriach the nigzal so much to find this beam, and therefore will require the hashava on the beam from the gazlan, and therefore there's no takana. You can't be yotze kamash malan. That we do not say that. We say the takanas hashavim still. The Gemara continues. However, hanimili, this is only true that there's a takanas hashavim begoy shiva within the 7 days, because generally a temporary dwelling does not have the takanas hashavim. Because it's temporary, so just take it down. But during the 7 days, that has the chashivos of a binyan kavua, and therefore, even though diras arai, but it has a chashivos of kvius, and therefore this is takanas hashav. Avalabas are shiva, but after 7 days, meaning after sukkis, hadar be'ene, he has to return it be'en, meaning intact. But if he connected and he attached it with cement. Okay. Afilu la'achar shiva nami yoiv leit me. Afilu la'achar shiva, even after 7 days, after Sukkot, nami yoiv leit me. He also just gives back the value. He doesn't have to detach it, meaning because now it's like a regular building. And perhaps the Kiddush is that even though originally it started out as a binyan of Sukkot, and even though it was only afterwards that he set it up as a binyan kavua, it still works. Okay. Tano. It was taught. Yovesh, the Brisa says, Yovesh Pasul. A dried out, one of the Arvaminim is Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Kasher. Omar Rava, so Rava says, Machleikas to Machleikas. In this Brisa, the Tanakhama says Pasul about Yovesh, if it's dried out. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's Kasher. That's Dafka Belulov. That's Dafka by Alulov. And the Hadassim now Rava's. The Rabbanon Savri, that the Rabbanon who say it's possible, they hold Makshin on Lulav to Esrog. We have a Hekish from Lulav to from Esrog to Lulav. Ma Esrog, just like Esrog Ba'i Hadar needs Hadar, because the Pasuk says, Priates Hadar, Af Lulav, so to Lulav Ba'i Hadar needs Hadar. Yep.
You're saying Lulav includes Hadassin?
I believe so.
But isn't the whole point that we're going to get to is like the whether or not we make the Hekish from Priates Hadar to the other?
To the other species. So that means that if on the Tzadar it's a Lulav, so it includes also Hadassim and Arvus. So it's all part of the Hekish.
Does that also mean when it...
Why should that be necessary? I thought because it says Priyat Hadar Kavod Tamar, so like, okay, that's maybe the Hekish can understand. Why does it necessarily then go to the...
I hear the question. I believe because it's in the Pasuk. That's really how we know. In the Pasuk together, there's enough to be a Hekish. Now, the Hekish means juxtaposed, but juxtaposed can be two Pesukim or within one Pasuk. Okay.
With Hadassim and Arvus, we know they're supposed to go with the lulav either way, whether you hold.
Yeah, but the hilt that doesn't have to be dry. In other words, not necessarily. Could be I could hold that the lulav could be yovesh, but the hadas can't be. And in fact, I'll leave it the hilt so there's, you know, it's not so poshut. It could be that there's different standards for each of the dalim.
So we're saying or right now we don't know which one. It's either lulav, hadasa.
No, it says lulav. I'm just adding that. I think it includes.
What about kafus? Kafus could be either any of the three too. That you can have a mifredu, you can have a...
No, we're only talking about lulav right now.
We are only talking about lulav.
I mean, those details. Yovesh is something that's going to apply by all
got
of them.
It, got it. Okay.
As we'll see in the Mishnayos.
Okay.
But with regard to this Hekish, I believe it's talking about both of them. I did not do research on your other question yet, so maybe we'll add this to that.
Put questions on the board.
Yeah, right?
I wasn't here yesterday, and I apologize, but what...
You're saying Machlekes the Lulav, it wasn't coming Lulav. Yes. Esrik. We'll see. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so again, Omar Rava Rava said Machlekes the Machlekes in the Brais over here is Belulav, specifically by Lulav, because they're Lulav the Esrik. We make a Hekesh between Lulav and Esrik. Ma Esrog, just like an Esrog boy Hadar needs Hadar, Af Lulav boy Hadar, so too Lulav needs Hadar. For Rabbi Yehuda suffer, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, Lai Makshin on Lulav the Esrog, we don't learn out Lulav from Esrog, and therefore Lulav does not need to be Hadar, even though Esrog does. Afal Esrog, but by Esrog, Divrei HaKol, everyone agrees, meaning even the Rabbanon, Hadar be'inon, that you have to have Hadar, because the Pasuk says, Pre Eitz Hadar.
So Yavish Pasul means Esrog, according
correct.
Oh, that's
it. Yeah. Yeah, no.
So what does Yavish Pasul mean according to... But what does Yavish Pasul mean?
The Braisa says, Yavish...
The
Braisa that says, the Tanakhama says Yavish is Pasul. Yehuda says Yavish is Kosher, is a Machalik, it's only by Lulav.
The whole discussion.
The whole discussion is by Lulav.
Okay.
Because if they were talking about Esrog, there wouldn't be a dispute. Everyone would agree it's Pasul. So when this Braisa, there was a Braisa.
Yeah.
That said, Rabbi Yehuda Tanakhama Pasul, Rabbi Yehuda Kosher... By dry, that's only by lulav. If it was talking about esrog, there wouldn't be a machlekes. Alright? Frakti gemara ubelulav leboy Rabbi Yehuda hadar. By lulav, Rabbi Yehuda does not require hadar. V'hotnam, we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, yagdenu milmalo, that if you have a lulav, which is nifrdu, all of that, the leaves are spread apart, you have to bind them together. My taima, Why do you have to bind them together? La mishun debay hadar. Isn't it because he requires hadar even by a lulav? And says the Gemara, Allah, you know, that's not the reason for a Yehudish opinion over there. Rather, Kediktani time has the reason is stated explicitly in a different Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Ayim, Mishum, Reb Tarfin. Rabbi Yehuda says the name Reb Tarfin. Kapois Tamarim, the Pasuk describes the lulav as the branch of the palm tree. And kapois, that's used, means bound together, like kafos means like bound up, like tied together. So kafos, bound together, v'im hayaparud, and if it was separated, yichaf senu, you should bind them together and pull them together to make it like bound and tied up. Frakti Gemara, v'leibai hadar, furthermore, he doesn't need hadar by lulav, v'hatanam, but we learned in the Mishnah, ein oigdin esra lulav, you are not allowed to bind the lulav, meaning the lulav with the hadasim and aravis, elo b'minoi, only with the species of the lulav, which would seem to indicate different Rabbi Yehuda, that's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to use a lulav type of thing, which, like what we use, for being ma'agid, the lulav and hadasim and aravis? My time, why is Rabbi Yehuda say that? Lav mishum, is it not because the boy hodor, because it has to be hodor, it has to look nice, that it's the same color scheme, so to speak, that the whole thing matches, so it looks nice, and that's a din hodor? And says the Gemara, that's not the reason. The Ha'amar Rava, what's my proof that that's not the reason? Because Rava himself says, afilu b'siv, v'afilu b'ikra d'dikla. Saying this in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, you could even bind it together with the ivy which grows around the palm tree or in the shoots of the palm tree. They don't look the same, so there's no hadar, but nevertheless it's kosher according to the sheet of the Rabbi Yehuda that it has to be the same min. Elamai has nothing to do with hadar. The elo, but if that's the case, so my time is Rabbi Yehuda. So what taka is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that I have to use only the species, if not for hadar? As you showed me, it's not hadar, because we assume hadar means that it matches, but your Rebbe Rava told me that I could even use siv, which is the ivy from the palm tree. I feel the ikar the dikla, and even the palm shoots, which don't look like the kapas tamarim. So why do I have to do it? Ve'ala my time to Yehuda. So what's the reason for Rebbe Yehuda? Hasam over there, the reason why Rebbe Yehuda says that it has to be from that species, the kasavar, because Rebbe Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged, the lulav must be bound together for the mitzvah. And since the eged is a critical part of the mitzvah, the imaisi mina achrina, therefore if you bring another species, hav lehu chamisha minim, and therefore will count as an important part, and be like I have five species instead of four species, and it'll be a problem about that.
What is Rava coming? Is Rava's coming from a different din that the
which Rava? He's going on that halacha. He's not talking over here. We're quoting him.
We're saying I'm a Rav Afilos Basiv, that part.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying Rabbi Yehuda would agree. That's what Rabbi Yehuda...
Rava was talking in Shittas Rabbi Yehuda.
He was talking in Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, okay. And that's just helping us understand that it's not Hadar because...
It can't be because of Hadar, because Siv doesn't look the same.
Okay,
Zokta Gemara Vaiter. Umi ube Esrig. And you, Rava, said that by Esrig, everyone holds it has to be Hadar. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it has to be hadar. I mixed the names up before, I'm sorry. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you have to have hadar by Esrog. Ube Esrog mi boy Rabbi Yehuda hadar. Doesn't indeed Rabbi Yehuda require hadar by Esrog? V'hatanya, but we learned in a braisa, arba'as minin shevelulov. The four species that are in the lulav, meaning the lulav, the hadas, and the arabas, and the esrog. So arba'as minin shevelulov, these four species, kishem she'em poichasin mehen, just like you cannot have reduced the amount, you can't have three species, kach ein moisifin aleihen. So too, you cannot add onto these four specific types. Loi motza esrog, if you didn't find an esrog, lo yavi, and this is not really relevant to the point that we're trying to bring out, but we'll get there in a moment. I mean, we're going to get to the... Yeah. Lo yavi, he should not bring... Lo matza esrog, if he didn't bring the esrog, lo yavi, he should not bring, like, parish, not a quince, v'loy rimoin, and not a pomegranate, v'loy dover acher, and not a different species. So again, this is not 100% relevant. Point is that you have to bring specifically this kind, you can't bring from other species. Now the Braisa continues. Kamushin, if it's dried out somewhat, it's somewhat dried out, but it's not completely dried out. Ksherin, then it's kosher. Yevashin, completely dried out, psulin are going to be possible. Rav Yehuda says, af yevashin, even dried out completely is kosher. Now the Braisa continues, and then we're going to come back to our question. Rav Yehuda continued, and he said, to prove his point, Maise b'bnei krochen, there was a story with the people from the large cities. There's a girsa actually, another Rishonim that call it, the Ran has a girsa, b'nei karkum. So, I don't know if either a city or it just means a large city, a krach. A krach is a large city. So I don't know if it means the people from the large cities or people from a specific place. Shahayu marishin es lulvehen, that they used to bequeath their lulavim, livnei v'nehem, to their grandchildren. So you see that Yavesh is kosher. Amrullah, so they said to him, Isham Raya, you're going to bring a Raya from there. Ein Shas Adchak Raya. You can't bring a Raya from a difficult situation where they had no other option. Okay?
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Shas Adchak means to say like,
you may be able to use a dry one.
Or that there's a sheep that they can rely on.
No. And there may be you may be able to shake it instead, as we'll see. Maybe shalit tishtakach, they shouldn't forget what lulav is all about. Or maybe they even made a bracha. We discussed, Daniel, if you remember the rush, that what you remember?
You said they didn't make a bracha. Potentially didn't make a bracha. You're saying
could be this machlokes rishonim, but some shita said that they even made a bracha over here. They even made a bracha because of shas atchach. Chazal said if it's yavesh, because hadar, you didn't remember the rush? Hadar is dependent. Chazal, it was given over to Chazal to decide what Hadar is. What's considered Hadar? It's something which is not objective, it's subjective. But Chazal decided what's Hadar, it was given over to them. So they said, this is how the Rush says it with Karmen Nisanel explains, they said that if it's not Shas Adchak, even with the Yevet, the Yavish is possible. This is how they're learning it. But if it's Shas Adchak, it could be that Chazal said it's 100% Mutter to use, even with the Bracha. That's a discussion.
Maybe Hadar in the time of Shas.
It's considered Hadar, or exactly. Or it's because that's the Pella. It comes out, you're sorry me? It comes out, just one more sentence, it comes out very interesting, that when it's not a Shas Atchak, you're not even Yaitse with the Evet. But when it is a Shas Atchak, you're Yaitse. Generally, it's that. Chazal are the beholders.
I'm saying in this case,
right. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But it's still up to Chazal. Still. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Akapanim. Let's get back to our question. Katani Nias. I don't know. Every time we get to this, I don't know exactly how to translate in English.
However it
taught. It nonetheless states. Okay, thank you. Was that what you were going to say?
It's in Lamaisa from last time.
Lamaisa, yeah, because that's Lamaisa, at the end of the day. Lamaisa.
I might have to.
At the end of the day.
It's translated
in Aramaic.
Katani Mias. Katani Mias, nonetheless, at the end of the day, or Lamaisa, the Braisa stated, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Af Yevashin Ksherin. Even dried out items are kosher. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's the main point. My lav, is it not so that he was talking a esrog, speaking even about an esrog, and he was saying it was kosher? Yeah, so you see Rabbi Yehuda hold that yevashin are kosher, and there's no din hadar even by an esrog. So how could you, Rava, say that Rabbi Yehuda admits by an esrog that there's a din hadar? It's only by lulav that he has a machalik is because of the hekish. He says, af yevashin, even dried out ones. It's going on esrog also. He says, you don't need hadar. Answers the Gemara, loy, no, it's not going on esrog. A lulav, it's going on lulav.
Meaning the sefer of that braisa is talking about lulav and the rest is talking about esrog?
Yeah, that's right. That was why the original happened. I mean, at the end of the day, he brought a story at the end about lulav also.
Okay.
Omar Mar, it was taught in that braisa, kishem she'ein poichas in mehen, just like you cannot have less than four species, and you also cannot add on to them to take a fifth species? Answers the Frekti Gemara. Pshita, it's obvious. Why would I think that I could add something? Answers the Gemara. Ma'u Tema, I would have thought to say, Hoyel v'omar of Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda says, Lulav tzarech eged, Lulav needs to be bound together to be mekayim in the mitzvah. V'imaisi mina achrina, and therefore, if you bring another species, and perhaps you're even not going to put it into the eged, you're just going to hold it in your hand. If I have my lulav, the esrog, the lulav hadas and arav is bound together, and I have my esrog, and then I stick in there an apple. So since Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged, that means that we see this as a unit. And since this is a unit, the imaisi mina achrina, if you bring another species,
and you don't hold it together, or you
do? I do, but it's not bound. It's not in the eged.
In this case where it says the fifth, you're not allowed to add it. That's talking about the case where you wouldn't bind it. If you would bind it, it's for sure pasha.
That's pasha.
But if you wouldn't bind it, then maybe
the this that's the ma'od tema. I mean, there's a long tais over here, but I'm just saying the pasha. I think based on the Rabbi Nachanal. Yeah. Well, I'll look after I'm off the record. I'll look. Hi, v'imaisi minachrina. And if you brought another species, hi lechudei koi. This is standing on its own. V'hai lechudei koi, and this one standing on its own. Kamash malon. And nevertheless, it's still a problem of Baal Taisif, even though they're standing separately.
Why should it manifest?
Because since lulav tzarech eged, that means that we have an esrog. That was the question, I think, that we were granted. The esrog is not part of the eged. But at the end of the day, when I have a lulav, esrog, and das, and arabas, do you know that there are those, there's a very, very important thing, and that this is not just al derech chassidus and kabbalah. This is, I mean, it could be, you know, that when you're holding the lulav, the hadas and the rabbis and the esrog, you have to hold them together. If you're holding them separate, I forget what exactly the story, maybe one of you will remember. There was a story that someone was doing that, he had a dream, he had a dream that something, maybe it's Yudke Vavke that was separate or something, is that right? Something, there was like a Shema Hashem or something that was separate in the dream, and he somehow, I don't know if his Rebbe told him, or if he did a Shevas Chaloyim, I don't remember exactly, and it was because he wasn't holding it together. So it's beginning to hold it together in two hands as a separate union. But the point is that holding it together is very important, and that's Lulav Tzarech Eged, that means that the Esrog is really part of it. It just happens to be that it's not bound together, but it's, in a certain way, it is together with the group. And since the Eged is a very important part of it, so if I stoop something else into my hand, what's this guy doing here? He doesn't belong here, and therefore he's not part of the group. So therefore, how do I mean that it's not a problem? Because he's not part of it anyways. He thinks he is, he's in my hand, but he's not really part of it. Kamash Malan, but nevertheless, it's still a problem. Okay?